I first graduated as a chemical engineer after working as an engineer for half a year. I realized I didn't like it at all, and I decided to pursue my passion in cooking, and then that's why I applied to MasterChef Canada, and I won season one. Alvin thought that I had potential to maybe become a chef, so he invited me out to Hong Kong, and I worked with him in his 3-Michelin-star restaurant, Bonovation, for like almost a year, and then we finally started talking, like, hey, you want to open a restaurant in Toronto? And I thought that'd be a great opportunity. 2 and a bit years after winning MasterChef, we finally opened R&D. Like, even as a kid, I spent a lot of time in the kitchen with my mom and my grandpa. I was like in the kitchen when I was like 6, holding dumplings with my grandpa. As I got older and I was able to cook, I just really enjoyed it. My grandpa makes like super traditional Chinese, because he did have a dim sum restaurant before. It closed down before I ever got to try it. I was very young. And then all his dim sum's really good. So like the fun goal, he actually showed me one of his dumpling recipes, so we still use it here at R&D. It's taking the Chinese like culture that I grew up in, but actually making it more accessible to the Canadian culture. People that aren't like Chinese or Asian per se, they can find a way to familiarize themselves with the flavors. Going to Hong Kong, it was first getting exposed to what it's like working in a restaurant. It's very different than just like what a home cook would imagine. 12-hour days, like you're just training your body to get used to it. And then we'd also be menu developing, and he'd take me to all different levels of cuisine, because we didn't know what type of restaurant we'd be opening. So he took me to like casual ones, like 3-star Michelin ones, like the highest fine dining and the shittiest hole in the wall. He'd just take me to everything, just expose me to different sorts of flavors. He'd take me to like the markets to show me all the different ingredients. He pretty much showed me all of Hong Kong. The menu that we have now really reflects how far we've come. When we first opened, we were very, very inexperienced and naive. The Canadian palate is very different than the Asian palate, because we did most of the menu development in Hong Kong. When we brought it here, people either found it was like too foreign, or like they just couldn't relate to it. For like 2 years, we really have a better understanding of what people like. Really been able to refine our flavors. I like to say it as modern Asian. We're just taking like classic Chinese dishes and then preparing it in a modern way. The CSB is cha siu bao. Barbecue pork we make in-house. We don't use the traditional pork shoulder. We use pork jowl. We grind it, marinate it, glaze and roast it, cut it up and put it inside a fresh milk bun that we make every day. And then we top it with Mexican bun topping. So it's not your traditional cha siu bao, but it's very, very like sweet, savory, soft, buttery. I know, I find cocktails is a bit more of a stretch. We always try to have certain drinks that everyone could relate to, like then, for example, gin and tonic, but then try and add an Asian influence to it. So one of our top sales would be like the Buddha Seeker Passion, and we use like a very nice passion fruit honey. So the vision of the restaurant was always to be like tapas style. Everything should be shareable, and to stay true to our vision, taking classic Chinese dishes and then just making it our way. So one example of our new dishes would be our 20-ounce ribeye. So like most Chinese restaurants don't really have a nice steak, but I figured usually how I develop new menu, I'll like go to like a super Chinese restaurant and just look at the menu and then be like, oh, this would be a pretty good idea to make a good way. So one would be black pepper steak. Almost all Chinese restaurants has like black pepper beef, black pepper steak, some form of that, and you have like these thinly sliced stir-fried beef. I decided to go with a ribeye that we like sous vide and pan sear to medium rare, like done traditionally, but with each component of the black pepper steak, we'll do it an Asian way. So the black pepper element made it into a Singaporean black pepper sauce, and then it goes really well with the beef. I think being here and having other restaurants also opening up like Jackpot Chicken and People's Eateries down the road, it's really showing that a lot of people have more interest in Chinese cuisine and Chinese culture, that you're not only getting like the hardcore Chinese in Chinatown anymore. We just have a very diverse clientele. I think it's good to be where your roots are. I don't say I like grew up in Chinatown, but like I'm very familiar with the area and all suppliers and markets like I can talk to you and create relationships with. And it's good to just be in a like evolving community.